SATU has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to take urgent and decisive action against Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan for what it terms his failure to address problems at Eskom. SATU spokesperson Sizwe Pamla says Gordhan is also failing to implement Eskom's turnaround strategy. Pamla says they've lost confidence in Gordhan and are worried that members of the Eskom board are clueless on what their responsibilities are.
The results show that Minister Pravin Gordhan has so far not delivered on what we expected him to in terms of fixing the SOEs. They are still hemorrhaging money according to the Auditor General. And many of them are still failing. I mean, PRASA is still failing the millions of South Africans. And also, if you look at Eskom, the economy is still struggling because of load shedding.
Meanwhile, ANC Treasurer General Paul Mashatile has denied reports that there are factions in the top six leadership of the party. Yesterday, ANC Deputy President David Mabuza told the media that the Eskom board and Gordhan had misled Ramaphosa when they said there would not be load shedding before January the 13th. The presidency then said unforeseen circumstances resulted in renewed power cuts. Mashatile says there are no gaps in the ANC.
It would have nothing to do with factions in the ANC. Maybe he knows something. So we will engage with him when we meet. We have not been able to meet. But the top six of the ANC is working very closely together. We are leading the process of unity from the top.
Tshwane Speaker Katlego Matebe has called a special council meeting for Thursday next week. This after a week in which the ANC and EFF petitioned the Speaker's office to convene a special council meeting on both January the 3rd and the 8th. The parties wanted to bring motions of no confidence in the DA's top officials, including Matebe and the executive mayor, Stevens Mokgolapa. The Speaker's office rejected both requests. Matebe says in the first petition, the majority of councillors didn't sign as required by the Municipal Structures Act. Matebe says the second petition was declined because the request was not reasonable.
They therefore, after that, responded by saying that the meeting must be today, and the EFF submitted a different date, that it must be on Monday. And I didn't want to waste time to still tell them that you're giving me two different dates. I then decided to be reasonable with them and give them a date and time.
And South African National Parks rangers have arrested seven suspects in an anti-poaching campaign. The first group of three suspected poachers was arrested in the Skukuza area of the Kruger National Park. Four more suspects were arrested.